Welcome to episode, I don't know what it is, what number it is. It's too hot. It's our 2-year anniversary, y'all.
Yay!
Been up in this piece 2 whole years, and we gonna celebrate. Y'all know how to get in touch with us, even though y'all never do. We're on email. We're blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. I'm not bitter. I'm not. Do I sound bitter? I might sound a little bitter. That's whatever. It's life. Blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're @blackgirlsquee. Tumblr is blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. See the pattern? But most importantly, our Patreons, Inda Lauren, if you search for her name, that's IndaLauryn. You will find her on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/blackgirlsquee. And individually, Inda is at Inda's Corner, cooking up all kinds of goodies, from audio essays to the Black Swan Collective. And I'm at Dust Daughter, just ranting about shit, you know, when I'm on. You know, pick a day, pick a rant.
Yeah.
And I think that's just about it. You can also hear all of our shows at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. So, just to in case you haven't been with us 2 years, the whole 2 years then. We started out, loving some things that, yeah, we don't love as much right anymore.
Yeah. Things change.
Yeah, they do. The print remains the same. we've been Hillstoners, and we've been toxic, and then we canceled old dude.
Oh, yeah.
While still wondering about the print. Is it mostly dick? Is it mostly balls?
Oh, my God.
The world may never know. we've been ain't shit a lot. A lot.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, we came in this motherfucker not being shit. We're okay with that. We squeed over many black girls and women. Of course, Inda's way louder than me. always. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Maybe I need to step my squee game up.
Okay.
So we squeed over many black girls and women, trans and cis, queer, straight, and otherwise. We've told a few of them to catch the fade. Chimamanda. That was a big one. We've been rolling our eyes at white feminism and calling it out wherever we see it.
Yeah.
Girl,
it just
2 years
keeps
of white
ass.
Feminism.
Just keeps showing its ass. Won't stop.
All the time. Girl, remember the artist, that the painter that was painting all those pictures of men?
I was just thinking about that.
Women?
I was just thinking about that.
And it was all white women. And
girl.
Yeah.
And, some of these dudes ain't never been with a white woman, but hey, you think they have for some reason?
Yeah, but you imagine, yeah, you just imagine that everybody want to get with y'all. And yeah, we tried to start a movement and nobody ever figured out what it was. EBW. Y'all get it now? Y'all don't get it. Anyway, whatever, I still stand by that movement. Until we get some new paintings. But you know, they ain't never gonna paint nobody going down on black one. Okay.
Well, that's because I can't paint.
All they had to do was tan some of them thighs.
That's true.
Get a brown crayon. I mean, goddamn. Anyway, Lord, yeah, we could talk about white feminism all day, but this black girl squeak.
Yeah.
So let's not. We have celebrated a ton of musicians. We celebrated great black women athletes like Tamika Catchings and Queen Serena Williams.
Oh, yes.
We celebrated musicians like Niall, Jamila Woods, Sid from the internet, and Solange, Layla Hathaway, Jasmine Sullivan,
Yeah.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Vita Elizabeth Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the lady that sings "I Am Here"?
Shay Diamond. I am her? Yeah, Shay
Yes.
Diamond. Shay Diamond. Oh, yeah.
Tons of music because
Lizzo.
in
Lizzo.
the fucking Lizzo.
Yes. Yes.
Shit. Yeah, we got our squee on when Xscape got back together. I heard
Yeah.
they killed it at the Essence
Oh,
Fest.
yeah. Congratulations to everybody who got to go there. I mean, I'm happy for y'all, but still, I wouldn't want to be in New Orleans in July.
Shit, I'm here in July. I can't. I
I
can't deal
mean,
with this. I know I can't deal with
I'm
that.
glad y'all got to see some awesome stuff, but oh Lord, I used to live in New Orleans. I'm glad I never had to spend a summer there.
I was actually thinking about Minnesota.
Oh,
I was like, this might be an actual good time to live in Minnesota. Like no other time of the year.
yeah.
Just whenever they have their summer, 'cause it's got to be better than this.
Yeah,
But
North Midwestern
yes.
summers aren't so bad. You know, you have your hot days, but there are not very many of them.
Let me get my ass up out of here. I'm tired.
Yeah.
See, it's impressive. So many great musicians, because you know, Enda here is our in-house music fan, music
Yay.
curator,
Yeah.
host of the Black Swan Collective, which y'all can check out on Mixcloud, and you should. When Viola Davis won an Emmy for Best Actress in a Drama, and she became the first black woman to do so. We were there to squee with y'all and break down just the enormity of the achievement. We played her speech. And also broke down the brilliance and how black it was. I mean, she started with a quote from Harriet Tubman,
Yes.
and we all ended up bowing down to Queen Viola.
Yes.
She is still the queen. The crown is not, and probably never will be taken away
No.
from her.
No.
She is everything. Again, we stand for Missy Elliott here. We've talked about a couple of different profiles of her. One that talked about her Afrofuturism way back in the day, and also a recent one in Elle magazine that talked about what she did for the voices of young black girls in her song "Where They From," WTF, Where They From. We talked about the women of Luke Cage with Clarkesha Kent, who went on to host her own podcast called "We Robbed the Zoo." So,
We robbed a zoo. We
robbed it.
robbed a zoo.
And they've been cutting up for several episodes.
She was definitely a lot of fun. Such a fun guest. Just I love, when you have your fellow, your fellow nerds on, because she knew like so much about, the comics and, all of that, and just could tell was just really into Luke Cage. And I just love listening to people talk about stuff they're passionate about. So it was awesome.
Yeah, we all felt a lot of love for the show, and especially all of the great black women characters on the show. I personally have learned a load of womanist vocab thanks to young Indaloran. And hopefully everyone that's listening has paid heed to our Black Girl Commandments, because they're important too. But yeah, definitely take notes during that woman is vocab. That's some good shit. 2 years of woman is vocab, girl. Ah, 2 years
2 years
of
use
Black
the
Girl
Black Girl
Commandments.
Commandments.
Yeah, well, I don't. I just be. That isn't as much work as woman is vocab.
But it's still,
You be doing
but it's
research
still
and stuff.
imparting. No, it's still imparting wisdom, the words to
Well,
live by, and we need that.
sometimes I just be saying stuff off the dome because I get fed up. So,
But that's important, though.
a lot of the show is me being fed up. So, 2 years of womanist vocab, 2 years of Black Girl Commandments, 2 years of catch the motherfucking Speaking of ranting, that's our space to rant, and sometimes we have to get three, four rants in there.
Because people just can't stop fucking up. They just can't.
Can't stop.
Leave us the fuck alone. Okay?
And I didn't even, yeah, and we, yeah, I missed putting TLC in there, although I hate to put them in there because I used to love them growing up, but
Oh, what
they
the?
need to catch the fade. They've been saying,
See,
they've been talking out the side of their mouth about Black Lives Matter, and it's like,
I hope
who
what
asked
it.
you?
I'm just
And
sitting here, yeah. I'm just sitting here like I really hope what's going on is y'all was contractually obligated to put out this last album and it's the last one. Y'all didn't want to do it. So now y'all just actively sabotaging because you mad or something. Because I really
But
don't want to believe that you are really that.
they crowdfunded for it though.
Oh,
They
shit.
crowdfunded the money for this final album.
What?
So why would they even be worried about sales or anything if it's already paid for?
I don't know. Maybe they don't want a tour or something. I have to tell myself something, 'cause I'm like, they can't be that damn ignorant.
Like Chili talking about All Lives Matter, and then T-Boz talking
People's
about
like,
Black
Black
Lives
Lives
Matter is
Matter
not doing
ain't
enough.
talking about sickle cell. I'm like,
The fu-
Do you know why Black Lives Matter was founded? Do you even know the basis of it?
And if you don't, keep their name out your mouth.
Please. I never thought I'd see the day Halle Berry is making most sense about. Halle Berry is going off about people talking shit about Black Lives Matter. Well, I'm kind of not surprised about that, but because Halle always just kind of been down. But I'm like, she is making more sense about this shit than y'all are.
Like, I'm tired of people, everybody just assuming, oh, Hallie crazy. Hallie not crazy.
No,
Y'all don't
no,
know Hallie. They
no.
just say that simplistic, reductive bullshit to make you feel better about all these men shitting on her. And anyway, we could that's a whole nother
Fuck
thing
that.
for a
Hallie over
whole
here
nother
raising
show.
her kids, trying to live her life.
Yeah.
She trying to produce movies.
She trying to direct too.
Yeah.
So she said, look, I realize now that my winning an Oscar didn't really do much
Yes.
for
For anybody else, it didn't, it was a personal achievement. It didn't have any water. It didn't have any water repercussions, and you know, that's disappointing.
Basically, she's saying, you know, what we all kind of we're all realizing that, you know,
Yeah.
that Hollywood, the Academy, whatever you want to call it, they pick their tokens.
Yeah.
They'll say, okay, you can have it this year, but black folks ain't gonna get nothing for the next 10, 20. So, you know, she peeped the game,
Yep.
and now she's trying to do other things. So,
Yep.
yeah. Let Hallie live. Stop calling her
Please.
crazy. Stop calling anybody crazy, especially folks you don't know.
Yeah.
That's
Especially
an
ones that been through, especially ones that's been through bullshit they didn't, they did, they weren't supposed to go through. Because ain't
like,
nobody supposed to be going through bullshit.
yeah. Y'all wanna call Mary crazy too, but
Like she said, how does somebody be the one to get cheated on and they have to pay for it?
Listen. Like, let your ass be going through half the shit that Mary or some other women in the public eye have gone through.
Yeah.
And then let's have to hear people say about you, well, oh, she been going through it. Oh, this next album finna be fire. Like,
I know, that's just
y'all
ew.
people want to go through pain and hardship just for a hot CD?
They want
Or
us to go through pain and hardship. Shit.
listen, say, and what do you mean by us, Inda? Break
I
it on down.
mean, black women. They want
Yeah.
us to go through bullshit. They want us to be hurting. They want us to be sad. They want us to, like, never have a moment's peace and happiness, because they apparently that's the only way they accept art from us, is if it's born of our pain and they can experience their pain porn from it.
Also, that's the only way we appear useful
Thank you.
to most of the people in this culture. Maybe any others. I mean, misogynoir is global, just like anti-blackness. So we're expected to be this strong black woman that just endures every burden and every bit of bullshit that these immature men don't want to be accountable for. So, yeah, I have a lot of feelings about that. I mean,
Yeah.
whew,
Want us to be
yeah.
physical mules, want us to be emotional labor mules. I'm like, we are not your fucking mules.
Say
Please.
it louder, please. Say it.
We
Say it.
are not your fucking mules.
We are not your fucking mules. Gee, see, we can't even say it too much louder because we're so goddamn tired of saying it.
Yes.
And having to say it. Oh, Lord. But anyways, meanwhile, certain people are just now being accountable at 47, but whatever. Okay. We gotta talk about that offline. Whoo,
Right. So, yeah.
we have been through a lot behind the scenes the past 2 years. Lost jobs, lost cars, lost parents. But we kept coming back to the podcast and, trying to give you quality content, for the free. That might change. Because, once again, not your meals. Also, please contribute to our
Yeah.
Patreons. If you appreciate the work that we've done the past few years, and want to help us continue and grow, please contribute to our Patreons. This shit being free is not sustainable.
Yeah.
So we might have to look into some premium stuff, start taking some shows that were on this public feed and putting them in a premium feed or something, or on Patreon. It's just some, things that we've been thinking about. So anything you want to say about all of that? It's been a rocky 2 years behind the scenes, but like Anita Baker said, we've been giving you the best that we got, in spite of all that.
Plus, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I do like doing the show. The thing is, it's also kind of, in a way, it's a need. It's been a healing space. It's been a refuge, something that kind of I need to do, for myself as much as for anyone else, So it's like, you want to keep at it. You want to keep, you want to keep it, accessible. You want to make sure, if anybody else is getting something out of it that they can, but it takes work. It really is work.
Yeah, and it's takes work. It's time intensive. It's money intensive, and I'd feel better that there were people out there getting something from it if we were, getting feedback regularly, or getting rated on Apple Podcasts or whatever. I know I've kept calling it iTunes, but that's because I'm old.
I
And
call it, it's not iTunes.
I think they're calling it Apple Podcasts now. I don't.
That's,
I'm late with the stuff.
I
But
don't know. I still, it's still iTunes. Okay. Whatever.
yeah. So, but yeah, I'd feel better about, all of this if I had an idea of who was actually listening. I mean, I look at the stats, but doesn't really mean anything when, nobody's writing in. Nobody's dropping anything in the Patreon. I mean, let us know you're out there, please. We want to have a dialogue with people who are listening.
Yeah. We want you to squeeze with us.
Yes. I mean, we can squee by ourselves. I feel like we have been squeeing by ourselves most of these 2 years, but I just want to have something to show for, our work, that we have a listenership, a community, or something. That would be great. So here is to 2 years of Black Girl Squee. So with your help and contributions. We hope there'll be many more. So, anything you want to add in there?
have to say I'm really actually very proud of the way that the show has grown over the past couple of years, and I have to say thanks to you for that, 'cause I mean if you've been paying attention then you know that there have been some other shows on the Black Girl Squeeze podcast I've really enjoyed. We have Ratchet Research, which it's funny and informative and just a joy all around. So love you and Katrina Jackson on that. That's just such a joy of, because it just kind of puts together everything I love, you know, just kind of a pop culture and research, which is actually what I did when I was in grad school and kind of still do. Also, love the Underground podcast with Maria Jackson. No relation to Katrina, I don't think. But
Just
yeah,
all the
but
Jacksons,
yes, got all
just
the
all of
Jacksons, and that was just a really great breakdown of Underground, a really great show from a black woman's perspective, and you know, just really enjoy that. And of course, hope to be hearing more of the Get Her in the Game podcast with Pitch. That was with Olivia. I don't know Olivia's last name, but yeah, just I'd love if I would love if could extend, you know, more of those type shows, especially with Claws now on, because that needs a black woman's voice to talk about, you know, that show. And it's a hot mess of a show, but it is a fun hot mess of a show, and would love, you
it.
know, yeah, would just
Okay,
love.
well, let's talk. Maybe we should do that together.
Okay, that's a.
I'm from Florida. I'm not from Miami, but I'm a black woman from Florida. I feel like I qualify to do a
Okay.
club.
But yeah, and I hope you saw the one from last night too anyway. But anyway, not
Oh
last night,
yes,
because
you know I did.
okay.
My wife.
But yeah, just I mean I would love like more of these things that, you know, 'cause there's a lot of content out there and there's a lot of things that we could be talking about that I just feel really just ha should have a black woman's perspective on it. And you know, this would be the place 'cause like I said, we like to squee about stuff. And Claws is definitely something we would end up squeeing about. You know, so.
Yes, and I will squeal very loudly when they kill Uncle Daddy.
Oh,
Spoilers, he gotta die.
yeah.
But we'll talk more about that later. But yeah, see, I would see that is what I imagined when I wanted to grow this into a network. It's
Yes.
just black girls talking about all the things, just all of them.
Yes.
But you know,
Yeah.
it can't, I just don't have the time or financially the money to
Yeah, exactly. I
do
mean,
all of the things.
yeah, that's the thing. When you
So
have to do a 9 to 5 or something like that, it really cuts into, you know, creative time, because it's not just because you have to take the time to do it, because it also it takes away from you mentally. You have to you probably sometimes don't have the mental capacity to work on, you know, your creative endeavors and stuff like that. So that's kind of one of the hard things to do. That's why, you know, we set up the Patreon and want to have the time and the energy to put into it.
yeah, it just it takes a lot, and it more than I imagined when I first started this podcast 2 years ago. Seems so easy the when you know the way other folks are doing it, but yeah, and then you know then 9 to 5, I don't I'm not able to promote as much as I like, or as much as I would like, because I just, yeah, the energy and just the mental fortitude, whatever, You know, sometimes after a long day at work, I just don't have it. And I can try to sneak and do a tweet here, a tweet there, during the day. And sometimes I'm able to do that, sometimes I'm not. So I need to thank you for holding down the Black Girl Squee Twitter, because it would just be a barren wasteland. If I was running it 24/7, I'd be like, oh, okay. But you keep filling it up with content and great content about Black women musicians, about Black women artists, fellow Black femme geniuses.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's another thing. We had like a couple of months of Black femme geniuses,
Oh, yeah.
where we talked about Black women geniuses in music and visual art and
Yeah, film and television, sports.
So that was a great moment and a great movement. So support the Black femme genius movement. Recognize our Black women geniuses and our Black girl geniuses. And because yeah, we don't we yeah the face of Black culture doesn't have to be a Black man.
Yes.
Because we contribute a lot to the culture. A lot. A lion's share, I would say, but I'm biased. So yeah, here's to us. We've been squeeing on Black girls for 2 years, and this is our moment to squee on ourselves. We did it. We did it. So, now we're going to take a break. It's time for a hiatus because our bitch is tired. We're gonna have a little Black Girl Squee hiatus. If we get some emails, some tweets, some you want to slide up in our DMs and try to get us to come back faster, I mean, that's your prerogative. It might help us bring us back faster, but if not, we're going to take a little break. Of course, I'm sure Enda will. I don't know what Enda are you taking a break from the Black Swan Collective and the audio essays, or are you going to keep going with that?
No, I'm gonna keep those going.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are things I need to do.
It's gonna be weird not doing Black Girl Squee regularly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I might get an itching to come back earlier, so you'll have to talk me out of it. Like, girl, sit your ass down.
Really think my enabling ass gonna talk you out of it?
Oh, somebody help me. Okay. Well, I'll probably con I need to continue with get her in the game, because I can't just leave it where it is now. We gotta finish the whole season. And next time I gotta pick a show to cover that won't get canceled and not
Please.
renewed. Like, anyways, that's another rant. But because still Starcross just got canceled. And they're burning off the episodes on Saturday. So we just covered that on Ratchet Research, and now that's going away too. So yeah, fuck these networks. And because they're just playing at diversity and inclusion, they're not committed to it at all.
No.
And So they just keep giving me these good things and then taking them away. Because they don't want to invest in promoting them. So these are free catch the fades that y'all are getting.
Yes.
but yeah, we'll have to think about covering some shows that won't get canceled. So I don't know. Has Claus been renewed for a second season yet?
I haven't heard, but I haven't heard anything about the show being in trouble or anything or ratings like that, so I don't know.
Well,
But
some shows, get renewed after a couple of episodes. I mean,
yeah.
way back in the day, that's what happened with Sleepy Hollow, but
Yeah, but yeah, but
that's another lifetime, it seems.
I know, right?
So we've had 2 years of Black Girl Squee. We're going on hiatus. If you want, you can still hit us up on Twitter at Black Girl Squee. On Tumblr, we're blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Please hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/blackgirlsquee, and also Indolorin's Patreon. Search her name, and we will also have a link to her Patreon in the show notes. That's all, folks. We'll catch y'all on the other side. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Lord have mercy, Doug.
Exactly.
You gotta be a both sets.